The story. Aunt Mary Lane and her niece, Peggy Douglas, had driven into Wakefield quite early this morning, hoping to get their errands done before lunchtime. Peggy had stopped off at the library to pick up a book for Jane Plummer. Now, with her shopping list all checked off, the bundle stowed neatly away in the back of the little truck, Aunt Mary has just pulled into the driveway of Fred Hanley's gas station. Turned in before she noticed the big black car which belongs to Ben Calvert. Fred is just replacing the bolts on the rear wheel while Ben stands watching him.
Hello there, Aunt Mary. Be right with you as soon as I get this tire Mr. Calvert's fixed.
Well, that's all right, Fred. No hurry.
Good morning, Mary.
Oh. Good morning, Ben.
Haven't seen you in a long time. Must be months.
Yes, I guess it has been.
How's everything out at the farm?
Oh, just about the same. Lefty and Peggy and I managed to stay pretty busy, keeping things running.
Shouldn't think you'd mind that, keeping busy.
No, I've always enjoyed being active.
Haven't you someone new staying out there with you lately?
Why, no.
That Ryder fellow, what's his name?
Oh, you mean Nicholas Dorn.
Yeah, that's the one. I've seen him in town quite a lot. It's Peggy.
Yes, Peggy and Nicholas are good friends. He's been here writing that documentary film, but he's not staying with us.
Oh? I thought I'd seen his car parked in front quite a lot when I passed by.
Well, he doesn't know many people in town. He likes to come out quite often.
People say he's quite an interesting chap. A lot of depth to him.
Yes, Nicholas is a fine boy. We're all quite fond of him.
Well, it must be nice for Peggy, having a new interest.
A new interest?
You know what I mean, Mary. After the disappointment she had.
No, I don't think I do know what you mean, Ben. Why don't you come right out and say what's in your mind? You're wondering about Peggy and Bill Meade, aren't you?
What makes you think that?
Ben, you're only interested in other people's lives insofar as they might affect your own. But if you're worried about Bill and your daughter, Kit, that's something which has nothing to do with Peggy.
What makes you think I'm worried about Bill and Kit? It's the furthest from my thoughts. Naturally, any new marriage has ups and downs. Especially if people interfere, as... that's all over and done with now.
I only hope you really believe that, Ben.
Of course I believe it. Kit's coming back very soon now.
She is? Well, I'm glad to hear it.
Yes. Kit's coming back. She and Bill and the baby. I understand Jesse told you all about that.
Yes, Jesse did say something about it. But in case you're worried about that, Ben, I haven't mentioned it to anyone.
It doesn't matter, but perhaps it's just as well. Anyway, I'm expecting Kit very soon now. They'll all be living with me on 11th Street. Everything's going to be just fine.
Well, Ben, no one could hope so more than I do. It always seems to me it's a great tragedy for young people to be unhappy, to have broken homes.
Exactly. It's unnecessary. A little common sense is all that's needed.
And in Kit and Bill's case, the common sense you talk about will be supplied by Ben Calvert.
Well, why not? It's worked very well so far, hasn't it? Kit's marriage is happy. She'll come back with a fine child. Bill will live there with her in my house.
You know, Ben, I'm sorry to say this, but you sound to me like a man who's trying to convince himself of something. Talk himself into it.
Oh, that's nonsense.
No, I don't think it is. You're really very worried about Kit's marriage, Ben. And you should be.
Why should I be?
Because you know that marriage didn't start on a sound basis. You know how you forced it, engineered things. I remember Kit when she first came back. She was a different girl than she is now. She was more like her mother at her age. I was very fond of Kathleen. And that's why I've always been interested in Kit. I hated to see her change. You might never have had cause to worry.
I'm not worried, I tell you. You'll see. Kit's coming back, and contrary to what you and Peggy may hope, everything's going to be all right. Well, say good day.
Goodbye, Ben.
Ben tipped his hat stiffly and walked back to his car. Later, Peggy has joined Aunt Mary. Now, as they're driving past the town square.
Aunt Mary, as I came up the block, weren't you talking to Ben Calvert?
Yes, we had a little talk.
Well, what did he have to say? Nothing pleasant, I'm sure.
Peggy, you mustn't be so bitter, dear. I'd like a cup of coffee.
So would I, Aunt Mary. Let's stop at the Elite. There's a parking place.
This is just what I needed. A nice hot cup of coffee.
Does taste good, doesn't it? Well, now, tell me about Ben Calvert. What's he up to? What did he say?
Well, dear, you know it always upsets you to talk about it, so...
No, Aunt Mary. I'd rather know. I think I have a right to. He talked about me, didn't he? And Bill?
All right, then. The thing is, Peggy, deep down in his heart, Ben Calvert is a very worried man. He's worried because he realizes he's responsible for Kit and Bill, that he forced them into their marriage. Ben has a lot of pride, you know.
I don't call it pride, Aunt Mary. I call it just plain selfishness, meanness.
Well, dear, as you get older, you'll realize that things aren't either black or white. You can't always condemn Ben. You have to try and understand what makes him do what he does.
Well, if that's so, Aunt Mary, I just wish you could tell me what makes him do things the way he does them.
I don't know if I can make you understand completely. You see, Ben wasn't always as bad as he is now, so self-centered. There was a time when he was younger that he might have turned out very differently. Then he had a lot of disappointments. He didn't get what he wanted.
You mean when you refused to marry him, Aunt Mary?
Well, perhaps that was one of the disappointments. Anyway, he got the feeling that everything was against him. That he had to show people, prove he was a success.
If that's the case, he certainly ought to relax now. Goodness knows he's made a lot of money.
Yes, but that's just the trouble. Money isn't enough. Just the fact of material success is never enough to make a person happy. Maybe Ben doesn't realize it, but that's what's bothering him. He'd really like to be admired, even loved. But he knows he's behaved in such a way that most people have no use for him. And so he has to get his satisfaction some other way, by controlling things. And now he's afraid things are getting out of control.
Out of control? How, Aunt Mary?
Well, of course, Ben didn't say this, but I'm pretty sure I can read between the lines. Actually, the reason he's so happy about Kit's coming back, about her living at 11th Street with Bill, is because then Ben feels he'll be able to keep track of things, see that things go the way he wants them to.
Wait a minute, Aunt Mary. Did Ben say that Bill would be living at 11th Street?
Yes, dear. Why?
Nothing. I just...
Peggy, where are you going?
Excuse me a minute, Aunt Mary. I'll be right back. I have to make a phone call. 212J, please. Hello. Is Mr. Dorn in, please? Yes, thank you. I'll wait. So Bill is going to live with Kit on 11th Street. Should have known better than to believe Jesse. Hello? Hello, Nicholas? This is Peggy. Nick, I came into town this morning, and I'd like to see you. I have something very important to tell you. What? Oh, I'd rather not talk about it over the phone. It's just that... Well, you remember what we talked about the other night on the way back from Jane? That's right. Well, Nick, I have an answer for you.
So that's your reaction, Peggy. You want to settle your own life definitely, once and for all. But maybe you're making a mistake, Peggy. It might be better to wait, to see what Bill actually does do. Otherwise, you may make yourself even more unhappy than you are now.